5. Hayden. "Change of plans," Hayden said, dropping into the hold. Nathan had already laid out a fresh round of arms for him. A P-90 plasma rifle to go with the MK-12 assault rifle, armor, and a helmet. Except there was no time to put it on. He couldn't manage two guns without the armor to hold one, so he settled for the plasma. "Where are my glasses?"
"I didn't know we had a plan," Nathan replied.
"There." He pointed to Natalia's creation. Hayden quickly grabbed them up and slid them on. Nathan had reloaded his rifle and packed two more boxes of ammunition on his back. Hicks was there too. His arm wasn't moving so well, but he had managed to get a grip on a plasma rifle which didn't have recoil. 3 men against an entire army of Jaxcluth. If Hayden could get to the comms and rally his deputies, they might have a fighting chance. "Well, it's changed. Pyro's going to drop me at the pyramid. Nate, there's a Centurion dropship down on the other side of the bay. My friends Rico and Isaac are on it. They're getting battered by Jaxcluth."
"You want me to rescue them?"
"Pause.
Consider it done. We'll pull them out and haul ass back to you."
"We're over the city," Pyro announced. "Find something to keep you planted."
There were straps against the bulkhead. Hayden and Hicks hurried over to them, buckling in. Nathan activated the magnets on the feet of his armor, securing himself to the deck. The dropship did what it was made to do. It dropped straight down like a stone. Hayden's stomach dropped with it, and he clenched his teeth as the ship shook against the air resistance, a brick falling from 2 kilometers up. The restraints kept him planted, but it still bothered him. Never much for flying, let alone falling. He closed his eyes. At least he wasn't halo jumping. The thrusters fired a dozen seconds later, shaking the dropship even more violently. The craft began to slow. Nathan walked over to the ramp control and activated it, and the back of the ship started to open. Hayden undid his restraints. The G-forces were driving him into the floor now, making it harder for him to walk across the deck. They eased quickly as the dropship came to a stop, the ramp hanging open at the back. The glass of the pyramid's 42nd floor sat directly behind it.
"Good luck, Sheriff,"
Nathan said as Hayden broke into a run. He reached the edge of the ramp and jumped off, falling 2 meters and rolling on his shoulder, back to his feet. He heard the ramp start closing behind him, the thrusters firing, and the dropship launching back into the sky. He heard other things, too. The groaning of the Jaxcluth, the screaming and shouting of the people below. Gunfire, but not nearly enough. They weren't ready for this. They weren't prepared. It was his damn fault. He had assumed there was time. That he could get Natalia and Ick, and they could use the collective to find out what was happening. He was wrong. He should have put the city on alert. He should have gotten the people out of there. But where the hell would he have taken them? There was nowhere safe out here. Nowhere the Jaxcluth couldn't find them. Eden Rise hadn't managed to survive the assault, and that was with an Axon shield. What chance did they have? What chance did any of them have? For 200 years, the Relia were content to let the Trife keep the population under control, to ignore Earth while they waged war against the Axon. But something had changed. Something had driven them to put a new focus on the planet and finish what they had started. But what? He had hoped to build a new civilization from the rubble of the old. The United Western Territories were the start of something bigger and better. Was that the reason the hunger had come? Because they were getting too organized? Because he had started turning the Earth into a threat? Or was he giving himself too much credit? The seeds had been sown a long time ago. The Jaxcluth were already here, planted and waiting. Were they designed to hatch when they did, or had something triggered it? The questions swirled through Hayden's mind as he sprinted through the patio doors and into the newly painted room, across it to the stairs. No power meant he would have to make the descent on foot. All 45 floors. He didn't care. Motivation gave him strength. He had to find Natalia, Halya, and Ginny. He needed to know they were safe. He entered the stairwell. With not even emergency lighting to see by, he activated his glasses and checked the battery. 50%. More than enough. The night vision filters activated, painting the stairs in grayscale. Hayden bounded down the stairwell, taking steps 2 at a time.
He used his augments to brace against the walls on the landings, crashing around the corners hard and fast. Slipping more than once, he nearly went down entire flights on his back, desperately trying to get to the bottom and beyond. The sounds of conflict began to leach in through the walls the lower he went, the attack continuing outside, the Jaxcluth drawing closer to the pyramid. He was breathing hard when he reached the 15th floor, his lungs burning, his heart thumping rapidly. His legs were tired, his muscles like rubber. But he didn't dare slow down. He was on the 12th floor when the building shook for the first time, the sound of breaking glass and cracking stone, a sudden blast of violent noise that echoed in the stairwell. The shaking knocked him from his feet, finally enough to send him tumbling down to the 11th floor. He hit the wall with his side, catching the worst of it with his augment. Dust and debris filled the air, threatening to choke him as he heaved in deep breaths. It took him a couple of seconds to get back to his feet, and he stumbled downward, heading for his apartment. A Jaxcluth groaned outside, close enough he could hear its deep rumble clearly, removing any doubts about the truth of the situation. The enemy had reached the pyramid.